Warning, this podcast is no way associated with Fox or the production of Hell's Kitchen. Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Real Eats. I am Kelsey Murphy here with my good friend Pete Ferrero, and we are here to give you the inside scoop, all the drama, and break down every single detail and exclusive interview for Hell's Kitchen Season 22, The American Dream. Hey guys, welcome to The Real Eats. Kelsey Murphy here with my good friend Pete Ferrero, and we are here to get an exclusive interview from a contestant that had a surprise exit from the show. Here we have today Brad from the season's Hell's Kitchen. Hi, Brad.
Hi, everybody. How is everybody doing?
We are good. We're a bit in shock.
Right? I know. It was...
I also don't know if they did a good job explaining what exactly was happening with you. It's very mysterious.
It was so fast.
Yeah, it was a quick, and I also saw it in real time with you guys. So I was like, oh my God, how is this going to play out? How is it going to go?
Right.
And I think truly, in my opinion, they did a great job with how it all went about it. Because if I'm being honest, before I got onto the show, I had to get this little like procedure done because I was working at a restaurant IE and they had me working for like 2 weeks straight. I was like, I need a break. Give me a little day off, maybe a little bit of something. And in working through all that, something kind of happened where like I developed like an abscess somewhere IE in my body. And I was like, okay, I started getting fevers really bad. Just like everything. Like it was so bad. Then I went, I got this thing done. I waited at the hospital. I'll never forget this 8.5 hours. We like pulled up at like 8 o'clock being like, oh, they're going to see us. It's an emergency. Pagada. And it was like, no surprise, wait 8 hours and we're going to figure it out. So, it was also freezing that night in LA. So it just did not help any situation. Then the whole surgery went down. And then within the next, I think like 2 to 3 days, I was Bagata off to Hell's Kitchen. I was like, okay, I got it. It's going to be fine. The first couple episodes, I was doing okay. It was like, okay. But then with the reward of the soccer balls, right?
Yes.
Like the kicking.
Oh,
and like the
balls got us good, you know, where I was like, okay, I'm going to hold it off. I'm going to do it. It's going to be fine. The first hit, I was like, oh my God. Then the third hit when like Demir just came and trucked me, I swear I did like a backflip and I was like, diggy, diggy, diggy. And then it was like, fuakata. And I was like, okay, Brad is okay. We're going to try to push through. And then we get back to Hell's Kitchen. It's like, oh yeah, you're going into service. I'm like, great. I go to Jason and I'm like, dude, I'm like dying. Like, what is happening right now? Everything started getting IE. My like fever started coming back and I was like, okay, kind of hide it here and there. And then I had that moment in the room where I was just like, I'm in so much pain. And for me, giving 100% of myself is the name of the game, you know, where it's
only option.
You know, if I'm going to be myself, I want to be it for you guys, for the people at home stressing out as much as we're stressing, you know, like I want to be there for everyone. And not just that, but also for Chef Ramsay. And then with that, I just found it in myself, like, yes, we had a great service. Yes, it would have been so great. But I knew that the next day would come and I would just obviously not only be the like bullseye target of like, oh, my God, what is happening with Brad? But it would have been more of like a decline, which it like.
Right. You would have gone out on a bad note or something.
Yeah.
What if,
yeah. And for me, it was just something where everyone living in those dorms and every chef that was on the show was the nicest human being ever, you know? And it's like leaving them killed me because I was like, oh my God, for the last couple weeks, we've been here stressing, no sun, no this, whatever. And now I'm leaving. And it just made me like really sad because I was like, you know what, like there's so much potential not only in me but in my whole team that when we work as a unit, you know, it kind of really just like flows really well. So it was something that like it was super bittersweet, but just I kind of blacked out when it all happened, you know, and I feel like you people could tell that because I just started like stuttering. Like I was like, I think,
yeah,
I don't know.
You're like, I don't know. And then he was like, just give me your jacket.
Just give me your jacket.
And take your jacket off.
And what's funny is that it was just really funny because I noticed something where it was like after each elimination, like Chef Ramsay like roasts them a little bit, goes up and burns their thing.
Yes.
And I thought it was super like not just sweet, but I just thought it was like, oh, that's nice. You know, like I went out on that note where Chef Ramsay wasn't like, oh, you know, he wasn't the best, but you know, he could have done better and right. then burned my
that was
face,
good.
You know? And I was like, oh my God.
Those are so intense. Have you been watching some of the other people's? Or are you like, oh my God?
Yeah, no. So, like,
Tad's was just brutal.
Oh, no. Oh my God. It was bad. The one that freaked me out was the one where I was up again, obviously, because like our team couldn't finagle something. And I was like, oye, put the token Cuban up there if you want. I mean, get me Borta. Go ahead, Boque. I know I did well. Like, whatever. And they put me up, and then Chef Ramsay calls me and like Ganya.
Oh, yes.
Donya, brat. And I was like, oh, well, okay, that's it. And then he just goes, get back in line. And yep. I was like, you want me to die. Like it's the way this is scary.
Whenever
you know?
They toy and, with your emotions like that, it's just
so
mean.
Then, yeah, no, it's so mean. But then like also seeing the passion behind every chef that's in it, you know, like when Matias was up, when Tad, like poor Tad, you know, like Quidditch Tad? World Cup player por aquí, you know. He's doing his thing, and it's just like what they said. Like I remember giving like an audible gasp when I rewatched the first episode, like just like sitting at home being like, oh, Tad is not
a real chef. And I was like, oh my God.
What are they gonna say about the dude that what okay? Like I was like, this is gonna be intense. And then it was just really nice to see how it played out. Some things that the people didn't see, like the dining room was full, you know? So it was really funny that in that moment when that happened, like the dining room was so confused that everyone starts clapping and cheering me as I'm like walking down this like.
You're like, no, no. Like
I noticed that. I noticed that on your exit, like they treat it like the end of service or whatever, but yeah. The dining room was full when you were leaving. I was wondering about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so the dining room was like literally packed to like the gills, and it was literally right after service. And I was like, okay. So
now, had you talked about this with production ahead of time that they like, let's do this now, or like
they kind of kept me in the dark of in that sense where like I kind of brought it up to them, being like, this is gonna end two ways. Either I'm gonna pass out right here, and you're gonna do the little cutscene with a woo ambulance, and we're done, you know. But what do you want me to do? Like, should I go to Chef Ramsay and be like, oh, hey, da 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 da?
So at this point, you had decided, yeah, I need to go.
I need to bow out. Production, yeah, being like, let me just see how this goes, because like I told him, I was like, let's get through the first challenge in the morning. Let's get through if we win a reward, let's get through that reward. And then they were like, oh, like I don't think we're gonna have service tonight, and I was like, perfect. So I was like, okay, maybe we could stay and like I could take a day to just like rest on it, because the other thing about Hell's Kitchen that people don't know, it's like you don't know time. Like time goes away. Like
right,
time
yeah.
doesn't exist. Like it's I remember exiting Hell's Kitchen and then just like watching a sunset or like just sitting in a room with like a window, and I was like, oh my God, like people take this so for granted. And then when you get into the situation, you're like, I don't know. I haven't seen the sun. I haven't seen what's happening.
Yeah, no watches,
outside,
no nothing.
Inside, you know, like it's like what? It's just a mess. So like I told him, you know what? Maybe let's figure it out. Whatever. So I'm going in. Okay, great. There's no service. Whatever. We go into it, and then they're like, okay, everyone, suit up for service. And I was like, suit up for service. I'm gonna what? Like okay. I just flew in the air 15 times getting hit by everyone and their mother. And I'm here just like, I'm screwed. Like, esto va a ser mal, you know? And I was just worried about this like downfall of like, you know what? We're going to pump it out and we're going to do it. Halfway through that service, it was just blackout. Like, I feel like Chef Ramsay yelled at us, and like watching it back, I was like, I did all that? Like, they made me woo-saw some stuff. I was like, oh my God, this is – okay, like, I don't remember any of it. And then leaving Hell's Kitchen, it was really, like, obviously just sad because I was like, you know what? I feel like I'm letting my team down, but I know, hopefully deep down somewhere ahí adentro, that we're going to be able to make this something great, you know, where it's like in the future, maybe it's algo ahí where it's like, we could kind of make it work again and see Chef Brad in its like full like potential, you right. know?
Yes.
And that's just what I was trying to do. Like after like Hell's Kitchen, like I like watching it like last night, like I was like, oh my God. Like I felt like I was like, do I like hide under a rock for a second? Like what do I say, hey, like I'm alive, you know?
Yeah, I'm still here. I did survive.
Did he survive? So
I will say, Brad.
Mom, you know, like it's
from the beginning, I was a big fan of yours. So I have a brother-in-law named Brad who is also Cuban.
Oh yes. Oh,
right. Yes. So that my sister's is, husband.
Welcome to the team.
Yeah.
Yes. Is Brad, who is Cuban. And I don't feel like we saw this much Cuban out of you on the show. I'm like, where was this?
It's actually really funny because the Cuban in me came out. Like it was coming out during the show, you know, and then after the show, I was like, oh my God, like, what is this? Like, I'm just talking like un cubano now. Like, it's like, this is insane.
But I don't feel like we got to see any of this.
Enough of it. Such a life.
I love it.
And that's the funny part too, because like during like confessionals, you know, like people would go in and like some people would go in for like 20 minutes and then come out, they would have me in there for like an hour and a half to like 2 hours being like, yeah, you'll never believe. And I was like, oh my God, like this is just going crazy.
And then they don't show any of it.
It's
so upsetting. They always do that in confessionals. I'm like, come on. You have literally 30 hours of footage on me and you picked 4 seconds.
Yeah, four seconds of me just being like, and
I can have
like,
my
okay.
life back.
Yeah, exactly. And like what sucks is that we never get to see it, you know, being like, oh, okay, it's all just left there on the floor. And we're just like, okay, those great moments that I thought were hilarious, you know, like it was
so many one liners and like just
one liners here and there, you know, like Dale Baby left and right, you know, like I was super excited to like hopefully see everyone say Dale Baby. I was like, okay, because like production was like, I'm gonna start a revolution. Yeah, literally.
Like, there's gonna be t-shirts revolution. Made about this.
Yeah, exactly. You know, like, oh, this is gonna be great. But then I realized how dated some of the things that we were saying, right? Because like back in
it's been so long now.
It was so long. And like it was just funny because the joke there was like the bing bong, you know, and like the oh, I'ma put me first and stuff like that. So it's like now it's like that's like no one knows what that is anymore. It's like old little TikTok slang and everything is kind of just boomed from there now. And I'm like, oh my God, we look like viejos is like what I always say, like little old people just being like, oh, look at us. We're still
in
the loop.
Well, it's so hard. I mean, I'm sure when they edit it, they had to take that into consideration because, like, it is. Yeah. It's like, this was 2 years ago. You know, it's just such a long time period to try to, like, do something without letting it look dated.
Exactly.
Totally.
You know, like, I think that's important for, like, listeners and people viewing the show to understand, like, this was literally literally still during COVID.
We did this was, during
you were filmed
COVID.
In 2021 so
oh yeah with
I feel like it's so interesting
they kept us in the vault
for so long,
like they did, and it was I felt like a very like experimental situation where it's like one day like some Uber driver just pulled up and was like, are you going to the Hilton? And I was like, I hope you don't kill me before we thank you very much. So I get in the car, it's all quiet, he's like, you look nervous. I'm like, you're freaking me out,
yeah,
dude.
Like,
dale, whatever, we're good. And then we pull up and then it's the whole COVID situation,
right,
you
know, the whole thing, right,
twice a day, you know, you could get on like you could go on walks, but the walks were like bodyguard situation where like you'd be walking and be like, Brad's making a left, and I'm just like, okay, hey, it's like everyone, that. Nice to see
so
you.
Ridiculous. Yeah. It's so ridiculous.
It's so fun, you know.
That's we filmed in 2020, so it was like,
oh my gosh,
it was so just like, a disaster.
Disaster upon disaster upon disaster, and like looking through peepholes too, you know, like trying to see like, who are these contestants, because we'd like kind of order in Uber Eats or whatever.
Oh yeah,
like, oh, okay. Grab it here, do it there, you know, yeah. Like, look at it, you know, it's like, oh, okay. And then some people you just can't even see, and you're like, okay. When I spoke with Jermaine, because like I saw him recently, he came to Miami and we just like hung out, and something that they never put in, which we both were like, gosh, like this would have been so good. We formed a little duo called Café con Leche, you know, so like amazing. Obviously he's the coffee and I'm the milk, like here we go. And we did great in that little challenge, but they never aired it. And I was like, oh my God, this could do so much for everybody, you know?
Exactly.
Fun and
they have
great.
To be very careful about that kind of stuff, unfortunately.
Yes.
Which is a shame, because I'm like, can we all just have some fun with it?
Exactly. You know, and it's like we're all going crazy in this house. Let's all try to have fun and like kind of go with what production wants to do and stuff like that, and just make it really fun for like the audience at home. And there were like a lot of moments where like I broke the fourth wall and they never put it on. And I was like,
oh, really?
This would have been so good. Yeah. It's because like obviously after the first service, I don't do like the whole cigarette thing. I walked up to Jonathan, I grabbed the cigarette, I walked to the camera and I go, Mom, I am so sorry, you know, but I am. The rest. And I was just there like, oh my God.
It would be nice if they like almost did that. Like, you know, they did some types of things where like the actual contestants acknowledged the cameras.
Yes.
Yes.
It would be great.
Like, I would think that would be really funny. It'd feel more docuseries, kind of like Hard Knocks-ish, where like the players go up to the cameras.
Yes.
Exactly. Be like, play along with it.
Yeah. Like, you know? I think that'd be funny. Like,
yeah. And
Did you watch the show? Were you a fan of the show? You had seen it before?
It was actually really funny, because I'm going to be brutally honest about this. So I watched the show, but I stopped watching it like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
right?
That's how I haven't watched like it for a long time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it was hilarious on the first day. Everybody gets here and they're like, oh my God, Jeff Jason, Jeff Christina. And I was like, who are these people?
Yeah, you're like, I don't know.
I didn't
watch their season.
Who
right?
is this? Why is your hair blue? You know, I was like really confused. And
so did they search you out like through Instagram and stuff like that? Or
yeah, it was okay. Actually such like a like sus situation. You know, like someone just like commented being like, check DMs, Hell's Kitchen. And I was like,
oh, seriously?
Okay. Like, okay, you just
like, is this legit?
Put me on blast like that. You have what, 44 followers? Okay.
Right.
This is good. This is gonna be buenísimo. This is either gonna, oh my God, this is gonna end me somewhere. Like, I have no idea where. But I did it, followed through, and then it was like this like back and forth of like, okay, 1 month they'd like respond really well, and then like the next month it was like,
yeah,
where'd
ghosting.
You go?
Yeah.
And then like I got like a random thing being like, do you have a tattoo? And I was like, bro, I'm Cuban. Yeah. My mother would kill me. You know, it's like, no.
The tattoo then, situation is so aggressive.
Is it a thing?
It's just like a copyright thing, because they have to get like all the your tattoo artists to sign off on the art.
Oh, really? Yeah.
And so a lot of people are like, dude, I don't know where the fuck I got that tattoo.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I was drunk as shit. Like, I don't know. And then it becomes a thing, because then they have to cover them up. And like, it was like such a thing on our show. Like, because most of the people who got their tattoos were like, fuck if I know.
Like, yeah, literally everybody like that. And like Devin had like the most tattoos that like I could see, you know, and I was like, I don't even know what these mean. And like, he's like, each one of these has like a different meaning. And I'm like, I get that. But how did you get on the show with this many tattoos?
Right, yeah.
Because to me, it sounded like, oh, no, if you have a tattoo, you're done. I was like, okay, like. Cuban don't have one.
No, it's just like a big thing.
What I was going to ask you was, you were a fan, you've seen the show, so you've seen Gordon have a meltdown on television.
Yeah.
But then you see it in person, to happening to you or to someone near you. What is it like watching it live in person?
Because like, you're obviously scared shitless. You know, like there's nothing to do. He walks in and like, he's like a ghost, you know, because they're like whisking something, you like look up and you're like, oh, everything's fine. And then you look down and it's like 2 minutes and you're like, how did you just appear right there? And then when he starts getting at people, he does this thing where like he like points at you and it's like, me or like the station? Like, who are you talking to?
Right, yeah.
And then shit just starts like flying, you know? And I was like, okay. Granted, before I went on to Hell's Kitchen, like I was working at this restaurant in LA called Petit Trois, right? Where like run by like Chef Ludo Lévesque, which in my opinion is the French version of Gordon Ramsay. Mm. And they're like friends and they're like whatever.
Yeah.
But
he was on our show. He was like a guest judge on our show.
Oh my gosh. It's like you obviously know like when like he like screams and stuff and he's like, with the fur, and you're just like, okay. Okay, like calm down, but like in Petit Trois, it was like just like that, where it was like we did the yelling, pero like loving, you know, like he's a great guy, you know, it's like that like loving, like what are you doing? Do it again, you know? And that kind of like trained me for Gordon Ramsay. So like when I saw Gordon Ramsay the first time pop off, I was like, oh my God. And I saw the passion in like a lot of my teammates too, because like Ryan was super emotional about it, being like, oh my God, I can't believe we just got, no, it's because it's like points like you fuck off, and you're like, okay, like where do I go? I can't go anywhere, you know, like I'm
just gonna like, fuck off, where I'll go in the corner,
back into the cage over there where they only let me drink LaCroix and Gatorade. Like I was like, you know how, you know, like hydration, baby. But
Dad, that was allowed.
The thing is, Mateus gets called, like,
no, I
Mateus
need to know
gets
this,
called
actually.
Gets called what? Fuckface Mateus. Like he gets like he has a specific name when Gordon yells at him. Fuckface. Yeah. I'm like, you now know that's you. If he says fuckface, he's talking to you.
Do you? Yeah. Right? Yeah. He called me like a pocket rocket, and I was like, what is that? You know?
Hey, pocket rocket. Like, so that's it. Yeah. Now moving forward, I'm pocket rocket.
Right.
Pocket rocket. Heard. Thank you.
Well, back to the important question. Yes. Wait, there's literally just LaCroix and Gatorade.
So like the funny thing, like, I don't know if like, whatever, if we get sued or whatever, but it was like the funniest thing, the first day we like ran out of water in like the morning, right? Like in the dorm. So like everyone was like, okay, cool, whatever. They're going to get us the water here, whatever. But I noticed that the foods and the drinks in the fridge were not conducive to like genuinely helping you do what you needed to do. And then, like, I started catching on. I was like, damn, I'm eating Wheat Thins and Goldfish for the third time for dinner. This is not the way. And it was cute because they had, like, cold cuts and stuff. But, like, the sodium would just be like, and, like, I'd just be like, okay, more sugar, more this. Oh, go get yelled at. Don't know what time it is. Oh, I love this. Oh, bleeding from everywhere. Let's go,
trying to, like, fuck with you. Yeah.
Yeah, just... I know.
From a competition sense, is there someone that's still left in there that you think is definitely, I mean, I don't know if you know who wins or whatever, but do you have someone that you thought, oh, this is really a strong person, this person can win?
For me, it was always Ryan, Jonathan, and like Demir showed this like vigor to be.
Yeah,
like
this last episode, we got to like see that. It was pretty cool.
And it was so damn cool, you know, and like just what Jonathan had to say about it. Cause like, I had no idea what people said and whatever. And like, just hearing Jonathan be like, you know what? Like I burned with Brad, whatever. And like, to me, Ryan, he is a sweetheart. You know, he is such a hardworking, and like, hopefully they dive into his story a little bit more. Mm. Because it, when he said it to us, like in the car, my jaw was like, oh my God, like I need to get to confessional like right now. And like, I was like, bitch, I'm not winning this shit. I think I know, you know, it's like, I think I got it. But I still don't know, which is the cool part about all this, where I was like, do, sabe que? I have no idea who wins. And
that's
I'm
fine.
Just like, let's let it play out and do its thing. But my front runner from the get-go, and I remember because they didn't put this up, they go, Brad, are you winning Hell's Kitchen? I was like, no, I think I know exactly who's winning Hell's Kitchen. So it's like my vote has always been Ryan, and it's like I just want to see it play out. But he's been doing well so far. And if it's not Ryan, I want it to be either Jonathan or Demir, because they deserve it more than anybody. And like the girls too. Like the girls for me, it was Renisha. She was like the firecracker, and like that's what people don't see, I feel like, a lot, porque when like you're living in there, like being that like motherly instinct that like she had was like very like soothing, I liked believe her a lot. It or not, for like a lot of people, you know, because like she was no bullshit.
And she's not like, afraid to throw down either. Like she, if you say some shit to her, she'll come right back.
Yeah, and her and Carmen just like
her and Carmen. I'll go up at it, you know, be like, oh, da got that, you know, whatever. And then her with Jason, like to me, I was like, this is gonna be un problema, you know, because like Jason was like,
is Jason great. Like what he actually appears on TV?
So he's not like that. Truly, it's he is in the sense of like when like you're working on the line, he will waka waka waka, you know, like the like thing, you know. But when he's off the line, he does show like a very like calming side of it, and also like we also were all just like he would love his little pre-workouts and stuff. So we had he had this pre-workout, right, and he would just pop this shit and be like, let's go, and I'd be like, you're crazy, and that's why you have 15 steaks all buttered with cold butter. Like we were he was tweaking, you know. And then one day I was like, give me some. So like I take some, but I was like, I'm about, and like,
yeah, I think I'm like, I don't know if you need that.
No, yeah, I know. And then that was the day that Chef Ramsay was like, you seem like you're everywhere. Go take a sniff outside, just run. And like, I had no idea what that meant. So I was like, fuck it. I'm just going to go outside. Like, I'm just running. I hadn't seen the sun or felt fresh air in like a week.
Okay.
I'm like, bitch, I'm out of here. You know, like, I'm going. And it was so funny because like I like asked America again, like I was like, do I go back inside or should like I stay out here porque mira, look at this weather, you know? Like it was nice. But it was just very like fast paced, i.e. and like Marino was hilarious because no one knew that I was running outside también, you know. So like it was just like, oh, and like all like everyone was like, oh, are we gonna put you up because you got sent out? And I was like, dude, he asked me to go get some fresh air. So I like I went and I came back. You're so like we're not putting
me following up, directions.
You know, I was just following directions.
Well,
and that was literally that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. This has been great info.
We love it so much. Trust me.
This is what we love. Just like, I want to like all the nitty gritty, all the little deets of what happened.
Stuff.
And I feel like so much we just, again, with like the limited amount of airtime and like confessionals and stuff, we just don't always get to see like people's true personality
and full stories.
So awesome just to like talk to people and be like, oh, so this is what you're really like.
This is what it's like. You know, exactly. 100% también, you know, and that's like something where I feel like whoever listens and whoever watches, it's like this was also shot like almost 2 years ago, you know? So it's like I did everything I could. After Hell's Kitchen, like I really made it a point to be like, let's give the people the 100% that we were missing out on, you know? And that's where I feel like I just started making all these like little videos and like cooking and just being like, let me teach you my Cuban roots in the fun way that like I know how to do it, where it's not just like a half a cup of butter. It's like, no one cares. Add todo, you know, like give it some love, give it some passion, and like filter in some good music and stuff like that. And it's like, we're all doing okay, you know.
How can people find you on Instagram?
Yeah, just gonna ask that. Where can we find you on Instagram?
Yes, Chef Brad _. And it's like, it's a lot of fun. Each recipe has its own little like whimsical element to it. And like my favorite parts of the videos are always the end, because it shows the power of good food, you know, where it's like, if you eat good food, you dance, you know, but like a good dance.
Oh my God! Well, oh Brad, wait, I feel like I've seen you before. Now that it's all clicking.
It's all clicking.
It's all clicking.
Well, Brad, thank you so much for your time. This has been amazing, man. Awesome on television, and you made it for a great contestant. I was really sad to see you go because I liked watching you every week, man. Like I was rooting for you. So
I know, and trust me, I have the weight of todo America, and I'm like, I'm just telling you that everything is a-okay. Everything is fine.
We are happy about that.
This Cuban train isn't stopping. You know, this Cuban train is not stopping anytime soon. Global domination is the name of the game. So we're going to do the thing, you know?
Yeah.
Napoleon couldn't handle it, pero tú sabes que Cubans can. So here we go. But
Cubans have been through a lot, so they can handle it.
I know. It was such an honor to like speak with you guys. And literally, whenever you need any more inside scoops, whenever you need anything, oh yeah, the Cuban's a call away. So
oh, I'm amazing. Ready whenever you need. Yeah.
Truly.
We love it. Well, yeah, thank you so much. And good luck to you. We will be following along. I just followed you on Instagram. So
perfect. I'll follow you right back. I'll be watching. All right. Can't wait
Thanks so much, Brad.
See you guys.
All right. Bye-bye.